Good morning, everyone. We are holding Simon Shin Samach Aleph, Neramah, page Resh Tes Zayin, in the middle of Sif Beis. It's the Neramah, halfway down the page on Resh Tes Zayin. Now, very interesting before we start. So, we've been learning halachas the past few days that were seemingly not so relevant, more theoretical. Not yesterday's halachas, Thursday's, that was actually quite practical. But from a few days before that, the mechitza is geruis, the mechitza shel eir, mechitza shel shasi. You can't have bigan and beis asayim ponoi if you have a shayara. If you don't have a shayara, then you only have up to beis asayim, what's called a shayara, all those halachas. Now, it actually, I want to share a real life shayla from this week. I'm staying in a development, and the eir over here had a real shayla based on the halachas that we just learned. So, what's the shayla? I'm staying in a place, and the Erev over here is made up mostly, means the vast majority of the Erev is made up of what you call an aluminum picket fence. I think that's what it's called, aluminum picket fence. Basically, you have every couple inches, you have vertical pickets or vertical spindles, and you have a horizontal rail on top, a horizontal rail on bottom, and you have posts every couple of feet that go into the ground, and that's what the structure of the fence. Which essentially is basically a mechitza shel shasi according to the Chazon Ish. What does this mean? Which means according to the Mishnah Brura, we saw on Siman Shin Samach Sifkot and Beis Nesharet Tzion that if you have a mechitza shel shasi, which means you have vertical posts but you have no horizontal ropes or horizontal beams across, the Prima Gaudin says if you have one horizontal beam on top. Now it's already a mechitza ma'al yisa. It's a valid good mechitza, and it has no limitations on the size of the enclosure that you're using for this mechitza. The Chazon Ish argued. The Chazon Ish said if that would be the case, the one horizontal rail on top will make it a mechitza ma'al yisa. How do we ever have a mechitza shel erev? Every time I have ropes going across horizontally, there's going to be a post on the right and a post on the left to hold up the ropes. So you're never going to have a mechitza shel erev if one vertical post will make it that it's a mechitza ma'al yisa. Ela ma'izak the Chazon Ish, and that was the psak of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky that we spoke about with regards to Hilchos Sukkah, and many other poskim also, that in order to have a mechitza ma'al yisa, it has to be a crisscross. It has to be poles that are vertical and horizontal rails, and they have to have vertical poles within every three tefachim, and horizontal rails or horizontal beams within every three tefachim. Has to be like a chain link fence. You can't have more than three tefachim either between the vertical rails or between the vertical post or between the horizontal ropes or rails. You can't have a fence made up only of chassis and not Erev along the entirety of the fence. It's not enough to have just the Erev rail on top and Erev rail on bottom also. Now, if someone holds that this fence, these fences, which are the vast majority of the Erev in the place I'm saying I was here for Shabbos, is considered like the Mishnah Berurah, Mechitza Ma'al Yisa, then the Erev is Kosher and Ma'usher, a very, very solid, good Erev, because the fences are the backyards of all the houses, and it basically covers most of the area, no real shilas. There is a very large area of a construction site, which they boxed out of the Erev, so that took care of that for anyone who's worried about Karfif. But if you hold like the Chazon Ish, like Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky paskens, then mechitza ma'al yisa has that this picket fence or aluminum picket fence would not be a mechitza ma'al yisa. Now we have an issue because even though we have a shayara here, we have more than three people, but even the shayara cannot have beis ha'asayim poneh. We're not allowed to have an area that's empty that's a beis ha'asayim, and if we have an area that's a beis ha'asayim poneh, then the walls will no longer work and the Erev will be no good. Now, what's called beis ha'asayim paneh? What's called empty? It doesn't mean zeraim, a place where you can't live, because if a man is zeraim, then even if he had mechitzas ma'al yisayis, the beis ha'asayim of zeraim will be mevatel the entire mechitza. Because zeraim are mevatel dira. Elamai, beis ha'asayim paneh means the middle category of ilanis, of trees, things that are not mevatel dira, but they don't make dira. You can't have pana, you can't have such an area if you're using mechitzas geruis. So over here in the place that I'm staying, There's an area even within the place where people are living where they have four lots that are empty, one's under construction, and three are empty, all next to each other. Arguably, which would be a base of Asayim Panim. I didn't measure it, but it's something which would be a Shaila. Definitely looks to me like it would be base of Asayim Panim. So I don't know. Al Kaponim, according to the Mishnah Brura, the Erev is great. But according to the Chaz Yanish, according to Shmuel Kamenetsky, that these fences are Mechitzas Geruis, being that there's a tzad that we have over here. Again, I didn't measure, I'm not giving a psak on the place. I spoke it over with Rabbi Jacobus before Shabbos. I personally did not carry, but just because I didn't measure it. And I spoke to the person who was in charge of the area here. He didn't realize the Shiloh. But Lemaisa, he didn't build the area, but he didn't realize the Shiloh. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's a kosher Erev. And therefore, definitely Yesh HaMilis Maich for those who wanted to carry it for sure. But for one who wanted to be Machmer, like the Chazon Ish, and like Shmuel Kamenetsky, really they would have to measure these areas of construction site and see if they're bigger than Beis HaSayim or not, in order to see if it's Beis HaSayim Poni. So that is our real-life practical Shiloh from what we learned last week. And now let's move on because we already used up a quarter of this year. Okay, very good shmak. Here we go. Zok the Ramah. Arba. Some say in order to say pitikra yoyer, it has to be a tikra that's at least four tefachim wide. If you want to use pitikra, you cannot use it on all four walls. You also cannot use it on three walls, according to the Ramah. You could use it a max on two walls, and those two walls need to be connected to each other, not across from each other. That's the Ramah's opinion. Zok the Mishnah Berurah of Kontes Vav Yeshayimim. Chen halacha k'mitzvah k'safti dever halacha, and that's the halacha we pass, and it has to be four tefachim wide. Tezayin the beinan arba tefachim reitz lemer da oz amrin in particular yer v'seisim. Excuse me, v'le dami. The kairas mavi ba'alma d'saki b'tefach. We don't compare it to a kaira of a mavi. Where you have a mavoi, we're going to see in Simon Shin Samach Gimel to be matir tiltul b'mavoi. We need to have a lechi or a kaira, and that kaira only needs to be a tefach thick. The kaira's mavoi ain't the elul heker ba'alma. The kaira of a mavoi is just for a heker ba'alma. Avokal heki the beina mechitza. If a heker would not be enough, and we actually need a mechitza, which is most cases, we'll discuss then in Shin Samach Gimel why a mavoi only needs a kaira. So we have to have four tefachim. Yidzayim yesh kan shnei mechitzas shleimus perish mechitzas and nistarim nishar aleim akirish and nistarim on. And the mechitzas that fell down, these two mechitzas, the roof is still there. We want to say pitikra to be mashin these two mechitzas. Yidchaz zu keneged zu loy the oz halay nira mefulish ain pitikra money lazeh it looks mefulish pitikra won't help if it looks mefulish. And the Bir Alach here brings down a different opinion. Which hold other opinions that hold that even more machmir in a way that we only say pitikra on one side, but the Ramah is going that we can say it here even on two sides. That's the opinion of the Ramah, even two sides, but not zek and neged zek. Now, if this is to be the case that you only can say pitikra. If you already have two existing walls that are connected to each other, the shaila that we had in last year of the lechi under the overhang many times will not be a shaila because the lechi under the overhang many times only has one wall, which is the wall of the house, and the overhang hanging over that wall of the house. In order to make that lechi in a separate rishus, you would have to say pitikra on three sides, the remaining three sides. Sometimes you have a house where the house sort of juts out, and now you have an area of an overhang that has two walls, where you have one wall against the house, and the house makes a right angle, and it turns out to the right, and then it goes back to the back of the house, and that area where the lechi is may actually have two existing walls. You're only creating two more, but then it would be the shaila that we had the machlokes of Yaakov Kamenetsky with their Baron Cutler, if it's a problem or not to have a lechi under an overhang. However, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky himself writes in the Sefer, he says, or I'm not sure if in P.S. Shmuel, or he actually wrote it himself, that there's a Shita of Rashi, which is not brought down here in the Mishnah Berurah. And Rashi says you could even say Pitikra on three sides. And Rabbi Yaakov holds to be Choshish even for that Shita. And therefore, Rabbi Yaakov says, let's be Choshish for Shita's Rashi, even to say Pitikra on three sides. And to consider that this lechi is now in a separate rishos, even though it's halacha lemoish miSinai walls, and to pass all the Erevin that have lechis under an overhang, which would, again would make big problems for many Erevin that we have. The only etzah would be if we could say that the roofs are meshuppah, they're slanty, or they're not four tefachim, not sticking out four tefachim. It's complicated. But lemaisa, the minhag is like Rabbanan over here, and Rabbanan held it's ois getracht the maises. You don't take a First of all, to be choshev for the shita of Rashi itself is a chiddush, but even if you have two walls and you're just using pitikra for the remaining two walls, but to say that the lechi is now in a separate rishos because it's behind these halacha lemoish mesinei walls, that itself is a chiddush according to Rabbaran, and that would not be a problem. And that's the read with pitikra. Let's move on to the next siman over here. Shin samach beis. Zok mechaber sefalv kol mechitza shlo nasas lo der bezasoicha. Any wall which is not made to live inside of it. Elo tznias, just to provide some tznias so people can't see what you're doing, but it's not for dira. Oy lishmar ma sheyitnu b'seicha, or to protect what's inside of it. Oy leishiv g'dbakele lishmar ha'sadeh, so for a person to sit in these mechitzas to protect fields. Hi mechitza l'talta ma sheb'seicha, it's a valid separation, a valid mechitza to carry inside of it. Alva eina mechitza lasis ma sheb'seicha mukav l'dira mu yeish n'beis ha'asayim. But it's not making a mukav l'dira if it's bigger than beis ha'asayim, because it's just meant for tznias, or to watch what's inside of there, or to protect things outside of it. And these are halachas that really we've seen before. Zakta Mishnah Berurah Sefkon Aleph Beis and Gimel Aleph Elul Etznias Kegain Mechitza Sha'isin Lanuach Shem L'Shach Chaytiv Eitzim Abanon. People who are builders and they need a place to relax a few minutes, they put these mechitzas there for privacy. V'Sha'ichin Va'in Shem L'Shach Be'atzneya, they eat and they relax there in privacy. The Einze Mechitzas Dira El Mechitzas Tatznias. That's not mechitza for dira, it's for tznias. So if it's less than beis ha'asayim, no problem. But if it's bigger than beis ha'asayim, that's not called mukaf for dira. Beis ha'lishmer ma'ase b'seicha she'asuy laniach sham peiros v'kelim chayitza behen. V'ayin ber halacha, it's meant to put, it's for storage, for fruits and for kelim. Look at the bir halacha. What does the bir halacha say? The bir halacha discusses what he calls a magazine, which is basically a warehouse. A large warehouse. The Mishnah Berurah here is saying, and the Mechaber is saying, if you made walls just to protect what's inside of it, to store things, that's not Ladira. And that's going to be bigger than Beis HaSayim, not Hukaf Ladira. And maybe one should not be allowed to carry inside a warehouse. The only heter maybe we could think of is that there's a roof. And maybe a Karfaf Mekaira automatically has a status of Dira and doesn't have the status of a Karmelis. And the Chazon Ish holds not like that. The Chazon Ish says it does not help. Or maybe I'm backwards. I'm sorry. The Chazon Ish says. The Chazon Ish says. Yeah, I'm correct. The Chazon Ish says that that which is roofed is not going to make it automatically hook up for Dira. And it still could be a Karmelis. And that's why the whole discussion of a Beis Medrash being a Karfif is only be relevant according to those who hold that a roof is not going to help. But the Mishnah Berurah himself in the Bir Halacha, he says, well, a roof is a shayla. There's a shayla in the Rishonim about it. And in the end, he ends off the first Bir Halacha, Vakaponim near a Pasha, then Bebinyan Hanal, Mishtamisham Gam Yeset, Tzarche Beisei, Hu Bechal Diris Adam, Bechal Gavni. So the Bir Halacha says an interesting thing. He says, really, 3 lines before that, he says, it's a Binyan Chashiv. Maybe that's better, a Binyan Chashiv with the roof, like the magazine, like the warehouse. He says, Halacha Lamaisa, if you're mishtamish some, yes, it's arche beisai, then it's going to be good. The Chazon Ish is mitama. What does it mean, yes, it's arche beisai? What exactly are you doing there? If you're doing dira ishtamshus, maybe it should be a dira. Elamai, you're not doing dira ishtamshus. What does the Bir Halacha mean to say? Not fully clear. A little bit tzarachin in what the Bir Halacha is coming to say. But he is saying that if you have a roofed warehouse, then the roofed warehouse would be considered hukaf adira if you do yeser tzarche beisei there tzarechi and ksas. What exactly yeser tzarche beisei means? And zog the Mishnah Berurah sefkot and gimel he mechitza l'talta rech lemer shal yidei hekav hamechitza mutar l'talta b'chol toich shetach hamechitza. I mean any yosem beisei asayim. With this mechitza you can carry inside as long as it's not greater than beisei asayim. Mashakosav hilkach ilan kavanase mashesilim b'soif av yosem beisei asayim. The Mechaber is going to continue now and say, therefore, he's going to bring down a case which will bring up the halacha we just spoke out. That's going, the case he's going to speak out is if it's bigger than Beis HaSayim, these mechitzas that are made for tznias are not going to help. Third line. The fifth, the last word, Hilkach, therefore, Ilan she'anof of Yordim Lamata, a big tree that has leaves that would go all the way, branches that go down to the ground. And they create a rishus inside the tree, around the trunk, within the walls of the branches. Im'enim gevoyim, like a big willow tree, I guess. Im'enim gevoyim shloishim min ha'aretz, the leaves, the branches reach all the way to within 3 from the ground. Ve'ikrim remakin shem mechubarim le'ilan hu gevoy asar. And it's 10 tefachim in height in the middle, where the branches come out. Chashem mechitza mutal tata b'kula, you can carry it's a mechitza. Vehu sheimali ha'aver shebein ha'anafim be'etim ve'bekash ve'yikshar ha'anafim shlo yinidim haruach. As long as you tie down and you fill up the spaces within the leaves and you tie them down so they don't move too much. Shekol mechitza sheini yechayla lamed ruach mitziyah ein mechitza. Over here, with this seems to say I really wanted to have a discussion, but I don't have the chance right now about shaky walls that move. That even if you tie down the bottom like a canvas wall, if it moves 3 tefachim in the inside, is that a problem or not? But over here, the Mechaber is saying a different case than that. He's saying where the whole mechitza will become batal, it's going to blow down, where the leaves will separate more than 3 tefachim from each other, and you won't have love it anymore. Any mechitza that's going to fall down with the Ruach Mitziyah is not considered a valid mechitza. Even if you planted the tree to rest amongst the branches over there inside the tree, that's not going to help because it's not considered dira, and therefore if it's greater than base asaim, you won't be able to carry in there. Okay, therefore it's considered attached to the ground. Hey, who gavaya? Even if it's not 10 tefachim high in the spot where it's attached to the tree, by the trunk, it starts off low, it gets taller, and it gets back to the ground. That's also okay. You have to have a space that's 4 wide by 4 wide, 4 long by 4 wide, that's 10 tefachim high. If it's only 4 tefachim wide in a lower area, then it's just a karmelis. Even if there are areas that are lower than 10 tefachim, if there is one spot that's 4 by 4 and 10 tefachim high, every other spot becomes the chayri rishus hayachid, and you can carry there. It's not an idea ruach. Through filling it up with kash, it won't blow in the wind. You have to also tie them down. Very large tree, big in the base of Siam, unheard of from a practical standpoint nowadays. But if you have a bunch of trees next to each other, you can't have this. Test. To sit in the shade. If you fill up the kash and that makes the daifin and roiv of the daifin from that. Not sure why it's dafka roiv, even if it wasn't roiv, but that's what made the daifin. I think there's a shmooze about that. Then it's considered that it was made for the intent of dira in a chanami. If you built it a dira, about it would work. Zugsiv beis tel shegavaya chamisha v'shlima lasar. You have a mound that's 5 tefachim high, and you build a 5 tefachim wall on top. Sha'as ala mechitza gavaya chamisha. Chashuva mechitza latalta l'chol davar. It's a valid mechitza to be mitzdarev the mound of dirt plus your wall. Zugsiv mishra bura yid alav tel shegavaya chamisha tefachim in ha'aretz. Hu adin charit sha'omek chamisha tefachim. So to a ditch that was 5 tefachim deep. Ma'asa asfasa charit mechitza goy v'chamisha. That is mitzdarif to be a valid mechitza. Yud beisha also a love hainu asfas a tail chashuv mechitza she mitzdarif goyva ha tail ha mechitza lahashem asar atfachim. The height of the tail is mitzdarif to the mechitza to make it 10 tefachim. The tail to the teichem mechitza's mechshav kirshus hayach the gomer she mutal tal to besaycha tezvav the chodavar hainu agam leinian hefsek shnei chatzeris from the word like one simon shinai base vav. So too with regards to a halacha of Erev Chatzeris, the separate two Chatzeris, that they cannot make an Erev Chatzeris together. If you have one Chatzeris 5 Tvachim higher than the other, and you add a 5 Tvachim wall, now they're separate, and they cannot make an Erev Chatzeris together, unless there's some sort of Pesach between them. Zaksiv Gimel Mechita Haimedes Me'elad, and a Shanasis L'Shem Mechitza, a Mechitza that was not made with the intent to be a Mechitza, just came about. Kshera. Zaktim Mishnah Brura Sivkot and Tezayin. Kshera. It's just a mechitza that came about. It's kosher. Zok the mechaber. Mechitza shenases b'Shabbos kshera. A mechitza which is made on Shabbos is also kosher. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Yudzayim b'Shabbos kshera. Afilu nases gamkin l'shem mechitza. Even if it wasn't made l'shem mechitza, but it came about on Shabbos, is going to be a kosher mechitza. And we'll discuss tomorrow some examples of this as we go weiter in the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah. So what did we learn today? Very, very negeya halachas today. First, we learned the practical ramifications of Mechitza Shel Shasi, Mechitza Geruah, Machlegit Mishnah Berurah, Chazanish. What to do about the place that I was in for Shabbos? Is the Erev a good Erev or not? Eventually, the Shaila will become obsolete because they're going to finish the construction sites and they'll be filled of houses here and there will not be a base of Sayim Pane. But right now, potentially there is, one should ask a shayla to their local Orthodox rabbi. And then we discussed the Pitikar Yerev Esaisim, besides that it can't be Shepua on a slant that has to also be 4 Tvachim wide, and it only could be on max two sides that are connected, and not to be in two sides that are opposite each other. That's Meikar Adin, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is Choshesh, even for Shitas Rashi, even on three sides we could say Pitikra L'chumra, not L'kula. The chumra benagei the lechi under the overhang, which the minig is to be makel anyways, like Reb Aaron, but it's an interesting shaila. Then we discussed over here the magazines, the warehouses, which the Mishnah Berurah explains are considered hukuf v'dira because they also have some tzarech tashmishi bias there. What exactly does that mean? Tzarech oid iyun akapon. That's it for now. I wish you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Tomorrow back in Mishmedish regular time. We'll see you there.